The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during his earthly ministry, illustrates the firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 31st message in a series of 52 messages which I'm giving in a practical sort of way about what the Bible teaches. Most of the Bible has to do with you and me getting through this world. How I must let my light shine, how I must live, whatsoever I do in word or deed, I do all for the glory of God. You know, we forget that sometimes. We forget that practically all of the Old Testament has to do with this world. God chose the Jews, his earthly people, through whose loins he brought us the Messiah, and through whom he brought us the Old Testament. And then we move in the New Testament, it's a place of great activity and all that, but the epistles in the New Testament tell us about what Jesus did for us, how he died for us, how he rose from the dead, and all that. And tells us about life eternal and all that, but it tells us how to be saved and how to get through this world. And I'm surprised, as I've grown older, how little practical knowledge so many people who are pretty good Christian folks have about the Word of God. Now, we could be so much better Christians if we had a more spiritual and practical approach to the Bible. For instance, here's one thing that I've heard all over this country. Been an evangelist a long time, and somebody would say to me, now, that's a fine man. He's a wonderful man. He's a prominent man in town, maybe, and very intelligent. But he's an honest doubter. He says that he just can't believe, and he wish he could, but he just can't. Well, I used to fall for that when I was a young fella. I used to argue with those men. I'd get a man say he's an honest doubter, and I'd try to comb the kinks out of his brain and straighten out the crooked places in his heart, and I'd listen to what they said. But, you know, I learned from experience and from the Word of God that there is no such a person as an honest doubter. There's not an honest doubter in the world. God won't let any man live in honest doubt. Now, that's true from the Scripture. Now, wait a minute. Jesus said, he that willeth to do his will shall know the doctrine. Now, that's clear. If this man wants to be saved, that woman wants to be saved and wills to do the will of God, he'll know what to do. All that stuff about honest doubters, if the Bible's true, and I know the Bible is true, all that stuff about honest doubters just isn't so. Now, there's only one thing the matter with people, and that's sin. And did you know, it's so hard for us to realize sometimes about the worst sin a man ever could have is pride. Pride keeps more people out of heaven than almost any other sin. Pride of life, pride of intellect, pride of position, pride in this and that and the other. Now, you know, man fell through ambition. You know, when Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden fell, the devil didn't put up a saloon in the Garden of Eden. He didn't put up a gambling den in the Garden of Eden. What did he do? He just went to those folks and said, you can be somebody, and you can be wise, and you can be a god even. You don't have to go around here and take orders from anybody. You're a normal person, aren't you? Got good sense, know what's what. You can be a god. Now, go on, be a god. Do as you please. Live your own life. Who's got a right to tell you? All right? Every man that's been born in this world from the fall of Adam till now has some of that in him, see? That pride, that thing that makes him think, who's got a right to tell me? That's something that resents restraint and control that's in all the human race. Came down to us from the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. So Adam and Eve said, now, all right, we'll do this situation. We'll walk out on God. We'll be our own god. And some of the most egotistical, conceited men I've ever known in my life were men that walked around talking to us about being honest doubters. I would like to believe, Dr. Bob, they'd call me, or Dr. Jones. I wish I could believe, but I can't believe. Now, if Jesus told the truth, they're telling a lie. See? Now, they may not know they're telling a lie, but they are. Because Jesus said, he that willeth to do his will shall know the doctrine. Now, some people may want to know some things in this world that they can't know. Sometimes we get to wonder all about the details of eternity. And the things I can't know and the things that God has revealed to me. But if I am ready, sincerely, honest and ready to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, then he said, if I will to do his will, I'll know of the doctrines. So it's all stuff about these fellows can't believe. These men in these universities in this country and some of these seminaries built with the money of church people have given to train preachers. Some of them get in there and they teach fellows certain things. Now, for instance, I know a graduate of Bob Jones University that went out from this school. He went to a certain seminary that's founded and built and carried on by one of the big denominations of America. And that fellow went away from here and got to this seminary, and he wrote somebody after he'd been there about a year and said, I still believe what I believed at Bob Jones University, except one thing. He said, I don't believe in verbal inspiration. Well, if he didn't believe in verbal inspiration, he didn't believe the Bible. The Bible declares emphatically that this from God came to us not in the words which human wisdom teaches, but the words which the Holy Ghost teaches. Now, that's as clear a statement as ever uttered. And the Bible makes it plain that not one jot shall pass away till everything be fulfilled. Now, of course, we're talking about the original language now. We're not talking about the translation of English or something else. Now, that word of God in the Hebrew and Greek came to us in words selected by the Holy Ghost according to the Bible. Now, all we know about the Bible is what the Bible says about itself. All we know about Jesus, I've said, is what the Bible tells us about. All we know about the Holy Ghost is what the Bible tells us. All we know about heaven and hell, we have to go to the Bible to find that. Let me tell you something, men and women. Let's be sensible. Let's come down to the earth. Let's talk common, everyday, practical sense. Now, the Bible either is the Word of God or it isn't the Word of God. Now, it claims to be the Word of God. And it claims to have come to us through the words which human wisdom teaches. No, not human wisdom. Which the Holy Ghost teaches. That's the way it came to us. Do you think that a lawyer drawing a document wouldn't select the word that he wanted in that document? A word that's clear in line with the law. And he'd be careful about his words. Have you ever noticed that? Do you think God Almighty would just say, now here's the idea, I'll pass the idea on to you, go fix it? God didn't do that. So this fellow went to Bob Jones University. He was very egotistical when he was here. Nice fellow in many ways, but he wanted to be smart. And he wants to be known as an intellectual. And all of those fellows I've ever known were like that. One of the greatest men we ever had in Bob Jones University was Dr. Brokenshire, who died several years ago. Dr. Brokenshire was an intimate, close friend of Robert Dick Wilson of Princeton. And one of the greatest scholars I've ever known in my life, and one of the humblest saints that I've ever seen in this world. Dr. Brokenshire used to talk to us about that. I talked to him many a time about it. About these folks that think they're wise, and he'd smile and say, I understand exactly what you mean. Yeah. Now listen, some of the humblest saints I've ever known in my life have been great scholars. They didn't go around strutting the stuff. You got to show me. You got to show me. Now there are no honest doubters. If you take the doubts that you have and pull them up, you'll find hanging on the root of every one of those doubts some kind of a sin. It may be pride. It may be something else. It may be an inordinate ambition. It may be human impulses that are leading you away from God. We read in the Bible about that. You know, people say the Bible is not scientific and it's not philosophical. It's not all this. Now, wait a minute. What's the Bible say? The Bible says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not from wars in your members? What's that? You've got something inside of you that makes you always a troublemaker. Everyone I've ever seen in my life was a frustrated man. He wanted something and didn't get it. And now the Bible told you that. He wanted something, you know. He's frustrated and didn't get what he wants. And he goes around with a chip on his shoulder. I never knew a man in the will of God, surrendered to God, a humble Christian, walking day by day in simple faith. I never knew a man like that in my life that was going around raising a riot. Now, he might stand up for something. He doesn't start in a row. He's not fighting people. He might be standing up for principle. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about principle. You know, we tell them out here at Bob Jones University, personalities don't count. Principles are important things. We've never fired a man in the history of this school on account of personality. It was principle at stake. And I want to tell you something else. If your principles are right, you can get along with people. If your principles are right, you don't have much trouble in this world. You got to stand for principle. We're away from principle. Here's a fundamental principle that no man can truthfully say, I'm an honest doubter. The minute that you are ready to surrender to Jesus Christ and you will to do His will, all the doubts you have will dissolve like mist before the morning sun. I've seen that since I began to preach at the age of 13. I've seen these men over and over again. Infidels, atheists, agnostics, skeptics, educated people, all sorts of people, PhDs, and every kind of man you can think of. And the very moment that in his heart he wants to know the will of God, God revealed it to him. Now, the Bible is God's book. And in the Word of God, there's guidance in every step that you take. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. Him that cometh unto me, I'll in no wise cast out." I heard Dr. Torrey say years ago when I was a young preacher, he said, "I preach around the world. I've seen atheists and infidels and agnostics and skeptics." And he said, "Whenever a man's ready to surrender, God takes him and the man's doubts are settled." And Dr. Torrey used to say, "Come on here, now kneel down here and say, oh God, if there is a God." And Jesus Christ is thy Son. And if he did die on the cross to save me, I accept him right now. And he said, if a man is honest, he'd get up off his knees saved. Folks have doubts because they are not right with God. Now, I may not wonder about some things. I may not understand some things. I may say, I don't know why God lets certain things happen. I don't know because he didn't tell me. But I do know what God says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. I know that. And so many things come up, I don't know why. People have said to me, why did God let my little baby die? I don't know. A lot of things I don't know, but doesn't bother me about God. I have never, since I was saved, 1 minute in my life, questioned God's providential guidance. And I repent over sins I've committed and wept over my own weaknesses and shortcomings. But I know that the God at the head of this universe that runs things is my Father. And I remember when I was a little boy and used to climb on my father's lap and he'd look at me and hold me and put his arms around me. And I didn't understand all he said. Didn't always understand all he did, but the wiser he talked, the tighter I hugged. And I don't always understand God. As I've said so many times, I don't know why he let my mother die when I was 14. I don't know. Why he lets human sorrow come, I don't know. I know what the Bible says about it. I know the curse is on creation. I don't know. But I know one thing. I know if he loved me enough to let Jesus die for me, and I trust him as my Savior, and I do that, I have no doubt about him. I don't have much confidence in myself. Now, I'm told not to have any confidence in the flesh, but I have plenty of confidence in God, and I'm trusting him. Listen, I wonder if you're doing it. I wonder if you trust him. I wonder if you surrendered to him. I wonder if you're saved. I wonder if you're right with God. Quit going around talking so wise. Say, I can't believe. You can believe if the Bible's so and the Bible's so. All you've got to do is to throw yourself at the feet of Jesus Christ and say, here I am, Jesus. I can't save myself. I'm weak and undone and a poor, miserable sinner, but I trust you, and you'll get rid of your doubts if you mean it. May God help you do it. Our Heavenly Father, help somebody listen to this message that's been mystified and disturbed to get out of the mist and out of the fog into the light and do it God's way, because these doubts will be dissolved if they trust you, Jesus. Help us to be faithful, we pray in thy name. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
If you know you need to be academically and spiritually challenged, you know enough to succeed as a student at Bob Jones University. Why not take the first step on the journey to that success? Call 1-800-BJ-ME. Ask for a free personal opportunity profile. In South Carolina, call 242-5100.
Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.